Croydon is not being attacked in the corner.
Okay.
Because the other one is not here.
Right, yeah.
You know, which one? Which one? Because there's only three.
Josh.
No, what's the other one?
Josh. Josh.
Thank
you.
No, nothing. I've got
them
in here. Yeah, this one here. Look at the world.
Yes, eh?
Because there's like three different letters. You have the world.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Do you have another
Glory
of the Lord for Judy?
Oh, do we have another what?
Glory of the Lord.
Not
that Glory of the Lord. Look at the world
for Judy.
She's got Glory
of
the
Lord. Stupid brains left her.
Oh, yeah, I'll find one.
Sorry, Rosie.
Finding out.
Yeah, just give me
a
chair if you want. Yeah. Look at the world?
Yeah.
Oh.
This one here, you have one.
We'll share it.
Yeah, Felicity.
Also,
very magnanimous.
What's her, Ruth might have it. Oh,
Ruth or,
I'm
not
sure.
I
got it.
All
good. Do you need
one? We're just about balanced because we have four supernumeraries. We have just some numbers. And we have how many? Men. I can't see. Two, three, four. Three.
Wow.
Yes.
I can
still anything. The other word. We're used to singing the tenor minister.
Good morning.
Whoa.
We're all the way up
now. We're here now.
Obviously, it's working. Good morning, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving, and welcome to any visitors. We have visitors from China here visiting with... Oh, welcome, and welcome to everybody else, and I hope everyone has a lovely Thanksgiving weekend. It couldn't be anything nicer than the leaves that are turning colors and falling, and then we have to get up and rake them. And just a few messages. There's still some books available that Colin Marshall family has donated here, and they're in the back. They're not in a table. They're in a box at the back now. Please feel free to take whatever you would like. Anything is on the bulletin, so please, just a reminder that the rummage sale is coming up on Saturday the 26th. All donations can be brought on the Friday before. We don't have room to store them. It's up here, so bring them on Friday. Someone will be here, and sorting day is Friday. The fall bus trip, there are still some tickets available Saturday, November 2nd to St. Laurent Shopping Center. The UCW is having their fall gathering, October gathering on Tuesday coming up, October 15th at 1:30. All people of the congregation are members of the UCW, and you all are welcome to come to the meeting. It's very, very interesting, let's say. I am a new member that has just started getting involved, and it is well worthwhile. I can't think of anything else. There is Feed My Sheep tomorrow at the Agape Center. If anyone is available to help volunteer, there are many people from this congregation that do volunteer, but you are all welcome to go and help. And
if someone wants to go and help,
how do they get involved? You just go to the Agape Center. You just go to the Agape Center on 4th, 5th Street, and you just walk in. I don't know what time you start. What time? 9 a.m. in the morning? Okay, because they always need somebody to chop, peel, stuff like that. And you're done at what time? Finish working would be 1 o'clock so you don't lose your whole day. All right, thank you. And this Communion Sunday is this morning, and all are welcome to partake in communion. There'll be 2 stations, the front and the back, and feel free to join us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So for those of you I've not met, my name is Reverend Aaron, and if you're new here or haven't worshipped with us in a while, our liturgy is on the screen behind me. The words in the regular type is the words I say by myself, and the words that are in capital letters are what we all say together, if you feel so inclined. You're invited to rise for hymns if you're able. And if you're not, that is just fine. You can stay seated too. And for communion, what usually happens is, as Catherine said, the table is open. All are welcome if you would like to join in. We usually have 2 stations, one at the back and one at the front. And one of us will hand you a piece of bread and another the cup, and you consume them there. And there's a place to leave the cup in a little basket. So just to walk you through, if you don't know how things work in this church, and if I've missed any... Oh, and with communion, if you are unable to get to one of the stations, just give us a little wave, and we will come and serve you. Am I missing anything? All right. And so welcome, and happy Thanksgiving. And as we begin this time of worship, we remember the land that we are situated on. This is the traditional territory of the Onkwehonwe. We acknowledge and we give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people in this land and in the land that we call Canada. And we are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect.
Glory, glory of the Lord, the glory.
Let's join together in our call to worship. Praise God, all you people of the earth.
Blessed be God forever.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
Blessed be God forever.
As high as the tree soaring above the forest, as beautiful as the river flowing through many lands, as rich as the ecosystem of an abundant earth, as close as the smallest creature on the ground, so good is the God of all creation.
Blessed be God forever.
And as we worship this day, we remember that we are partners and participants in the work of God.
Together we are committed to helping build a city where no one dreams alone.
Let's join in prayer. Creating God, the whole earth proclaims your glory.
Thanksgiving fill our hearts as we consider the blessings we receive from the world around us.
Sorrow too fills our hearts as we remember that even in times of abundance, there are many for whom the holidays are difficult.
On this day, together at your table, welcome us in. Nourish us with your sustaining grace. Give us the hunger for justice, so that all may be fed in body and in spirit, this day and every day. Amen.
I invite you to join together and sing to the Lord of Harvest. God with our prayer of confession, knowing that God is there waiting with the joy of forgiveness. Loving God, help us stop trying to force our will in your world. Help us to catch ourselves when we are unkind and judgmental, when we complain about everything out of habit, and when we take people and blessings for granted. Forgive us for being careless with the world's abundance. We know better. Help us to do better. Give us strength to follow the way of Jesus. Amen. Friends, there is good news, and that good news is this. We belong to God. We are God's creations crafted with love and wonder. We are humans who are doing our best at any given time. And so this is the good news. We turn to God in our imperfection and in our pain, and we are restored through the way of Christ. God's will is always healing. God's will is always peace. God's will is always love. Let us commit again to living God's will, and we can rest assured that we are not alone, for God is with us always. Thanks be to God.
The prayer for illumination. Eternal God, in the reading of the scripture, may your word be received in the meditations of our hearts. May your word be known, and in faithfulness of our lives, may your word be shown. Amen. The first lesson is from Joel 2:21-27. Do not fear, O soil. Be glad and rejoice. For the Lord has done great things. Do not fear, you animals of the field. For the pastures of the wilderness are green, the tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given the early rain for your vindication, he has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter. My great army that I sent against you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never, never again be put to shame. The second focus lesson is Psalm 126. Voices United, 850, and there is a refrain. When God brought Zion's captives home, it seemed to us like a dream. But then our mouths were full of laughter, and our tongues uttered shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, God has done great things for them. Truly God has done great things for us, and therefore we rejoice. Restore our fortunes, O God, as streams refresh the Negev.
Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy.
Those who go out weeping, carrying seed for sowing,
shall come home with songs of joy, bringing in their sheaves.
The last focus lesson is Matthew 6, verses 25-33. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of those. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all those things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. May our sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul's United Church to hear God's continuing call to us. I'm setting you up in public ministry so that my presence through you becomes known to all who journey alone.
Will you pray with me? Holy and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be inspired by you this day. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I have a question for you. What happens when someone is upset and you say the words, calm down? Yeah, you know. It doesn't work. And I feel very much like saying the words, don't worry, or maybe as some of the phrasing has it in our scriptures today, be not afraid, to someone who is already worried about something, also doesn't work. And it doesn't work because the words are appealing to the wrong parts of our brains. They're calling out to the logical parts, the parts of our brains that are rational and that think things through. But the problem is when we are upset, when we're anxious, more often than not, we don't think with our thinking brains. We think with the more reactive part of our brains. In fact, our brains kind of bypass that thinking altogether and just react. And so I always find it a little interesting in our scriptures where we hear the words, don't worry, be not afraid, because they're coming at points when clearly there's something to be worried about. The scripture from Joel is directed to a people who were living through a natural disaster. Locusts had come through and devastated the crops for years. There wouldn't have been enough food to get by. Folks would have died due to hunger, and those who could would very possibly have moved or tried to move to find an easier life, much as people do even still. God's words through Joel then addressed those folks who were left standing, those who had witnessed the worst of it and those who were hanging on, the ones who were weary of restrictions, weary of the toll it took on their mental and physical well-being, weary of the way it stressed the society as a whole. Words meant for people who are just tired. And these, I think, are feelings that we can identify with, not in regards to an infestation of locusts, perhaps, but more recently the pandemic. And it is into that weariness that God sent this message. Don't be afraid. Things are about to change. I promise you it's going to get better. Now, when we hear those words, when the Israelites heard those words, there's another question that comes to mind. After years of proof to the contrary, can we trust in that hope? Can we trust the message that the situation is going to improve? I'll leave you with that question, and we jump to Matthew's gospel, where that message not to worry comes in a slightly different form. Here Jesus is talking with his disciples. And while they hadn't just survived the plague of locusts, their accessibility to food, drink, and clothing, those basics of life, would have been a regular focus in their lives, and it can be for us too. Some of us don't always know where our next meal is coming from, or if we have clothes that aren't threadbare. However, Jesus wasn't telling them not to have a care for their necessities. Rather, Jesus was asking them about their priorities. He had just admonished them that they couldn't serve both wealth and God. So Jesus' question to the disciples was, did they feel that they could put their trust in God to help care for their daily needs? And implicit in that question is a deeper one. If we don't feel like we can trust God with the basic day-to-day pieces, then how on earth are we going to trust God with the bigger worries that we carry? Put differently, it might sound like when we can find God in the midst of the everyday things of life, we can also trust that we will find God in the bigger and more complex things of life. When we do that, we can also trust that message of hope that we have in the rest of Christ's story. That message that says that when things are terrible, yeah, we might be at the end of a chapter, but we're not at the end of the story. Both of these scriptures remind us that God's dream for us is to thrive, each and every one of us to thrive. God's dream is that we work together to build God's vision where no one journeys alone, where all are cared for, where everyone has enough, where we live equitably. To do this, we have to be willing to trust that when we find ourselves at the end of a chapter, God is there waiting to write a new one with us. And as a people of faith, we are called to discern the ways in which worry and fear help keep us safe in the midst of danger, because that's what they are designed to do, is to keep us safe. But when they hang on too long, especially as becomes a condition when we're traumatized, that fear and that worry can actually keep us stuck and unable to respond to God, perhaps even unable to trust in God's guiding grace. However, we know that God leads us through shadowed valleys and seeks to guide us to places of wellness and abundance. We know God doesn't intend for harm to us. And so for the people in Joel's time, this meant trusting that God's word that things would truly get better, as they did. And it meant living into the belief that God was calling them to work together to rebuild, finding ways of grieving and commemorating what was lost and what no longer served them, working together to figure out what did. And I think we have a similar call. Do you realize it's only just over a year ago that the World Health Organization declared the pandemic ended? We've been long since resuming communal activities. But as a society, even as a world, we are still very much taking stock of what changed. We're still lamenting what we lost. We're still finding that there are structures like our healthcare system that were stressed before and is falling apart now. We're unpacking what all this has done to our mental health and our well-being. And then we add to all of this the climate change that's happening at rapid pace. And we are called to listen to that message that this isn't the end. God is calling us to move forward. And so we know that we cannot go back to what was, to that time before. Instead, we are called to hold fast to the hope that we have in God's dream, which doesn't let crumbling systems or chaos or destruction have the final say. Our faith tells us that God meets us here, where we are, with the promise that there are better days ahead, and with a vision of what that might be. And it might be the wellness of all the people. So this day, this weekend, as we take the time to give thanks to God for the harvest, for the people in our lives who nurture us, for the systems that actually do sustain us, for the earth and creation that supports us, I wonder if we might have the courage to dig a little deeper. And as we give thanks, I wonder if we might also pray and work for a world more just and equitable, trying to catch God's vision of what might be, so that we might all live in God's abundance as we work towards God's dream. May it be so. And I invite you to join together and sing Praise God for the Harvest. This is a time in our worship where you are invited to come and share a story of faith, a story of maybe where you've seen God at work in the world, something about what the church means to you, or how you're striving to live into your faith. If no one wants to share, we can take a moment and just sit quietly and let God share with us individually.
My name is Catherine Poirier. I'd like to share a moment with you about this week past, and Thursday there was five of us with went up with Kim to Portland United Church for a fall gathering, and the theme was the power of women and in the church, and it was the most amazing day, I think that Jeannie can agree, that I have partaken recently. It was amazing. The singing was fantastic, everything, and we had a guest speaker, the minister from Wall Street, and it was amazing. The drive up was beautiful, the fall colors. I didn't get them lost like I did the last time we went to Smith Falls. But I left there with a feeling of gratitude for the women of the church. And we had two men there. One was the organist and one was the sound system. And I think that they were amazed at the power that was in the room that day. And I want to thank, I know she doesn't like praise, but Kim, for getting us involved and getting us to know what the UCW is all about.
There are so many people in this church that I could name that we could be thankful for. But I think this morning being Thanksgiving and that beautiful array of leaves on the wall over there that Don Osler has helped the children here remember to be thankful. And I know from a couple of my granddaughters who are grown up and they came to church one Sunday and they were talking to Don and they were just so happy to see her. They remembered her so well, and she remembered then. And I'm sure the children here in the church will remember Don Osler for years to come.
Let's present our offering. God, we present our gifts to you with an abundance of gratitude. We give you the work of our hands and minds. We give you the resources we have to give. Bless all that we give, that they may meet the needs of the world around us.
Bless us too, that we may continue to share your grace and our abilities with this world.
In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's continue praying. Generous God, source of all that is, creating and sustaining every living thing, you are the source of all food, material and spiritual. You nourish us in both body and soul. You are the river of life for our thirst. You love the world so much that you took on flesh and lived in this world. May we be filled with your breath, nourished by your food, and renewed by your living water and sustained by your love. Creator God, we give thanks that we have heard your spirit in the freshening leaves and the rush of water. And we pray for the creation which nourishes and sustains all that lives. Renew in us the sense of its value, that we may not squander its riches or bend it to our will, that we will find we have destroyed it. We pray, Holy One, for all whose experience of water, especially these days, is not of blessing but of curse. As hurricane rains fall relentlessly from the skies, as rivers burst their banks, dams crumble, as ice caps melt and flash floods sweep down, carrying the destruction over innumerable miles. We see also the thirst that only filthy... We see the thirst that can only find filthy water to drink, and waterborne diseases caused by that. Holy God, we pray for all who are in need this day. Draw near to them, those ordinary people just like us, rowing through the infinite storm of this age, and bring them safely to the most beautiful haven of life. Holy God, we pray also for the prayers that we have on our hearts, and those that we imbued in the rocks we brought forward. All compassionate God, deliver your people and help us to live into your dream for this world. Amen. As we prepare for communion with our communion hymn, can someone go get the children to invite them up? Thanks, Leela. And let's join together and sing All Who Hunger. This is the table of the risen Christ. In this feast comes the root of our joy. In this feast comes the Christ, Savior and friend to all. Friends, this table is open to all who seek to be nourished and sustained by Christ in the journey of faith. You are welcome here. The Holy One is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to offer thanks and praise.
source and sustainer of life, we gather at this table to offer thanks and to taste afresh the wonder of a holy love. In companionship with all creatures, we are one in gratitude for the gift and mystery of life, and one in longing for a world reborn. Creator and friend, we praise you for your presence in and with your creation, ever drawing it toward healing and wholeness. In our joy, you are the overflowing cup. In our need, you are the bread by which we journey on. With all who abide in your presence and care of every time and every place, we lift our voices to sing. Remember how on the night before he died, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to those who sat with him, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Whenever you eat it, remember me." And in the same way, he took the cup at the end of the meal and gave you thanks, and passed it to his friends, saying, "Take and drink. This is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, remember me." Loving God, we rejoice in the gift of your grace, remembering Christ's life and death and proclaiming his resurrection, waiting in hope for his coming again. Grant that in praise and thanksgiving we may so offer ourselves to you that our lives proclaim the mystery of faith. God, pour your Spirit on us, that we may know Christ in the breaking of bread, and that in word and in deed we may be channels of your love, your peace, and your justice in this world. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, God most holy, now and forever. Continue praying, saying the words that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, we have Jesus Christ, the bread of life, and Jesus Christ, the cup of blessing. All is ready for us. So with those who are helping to serve, please come forward.
Thank you. Earth and his the heavens above. Praise to thee, O Lord, for all creation.
Let's join together in our prayer after communion. Generous and faithful God, you have fed us at your table. May the nourishment we have received enable us to enrich the lives of others wherever we may go from here. Whether the future be dark or bright, the road be smooth or rough, whether our cares be light or heavy, our song be strong or weak, keep our hearts warm and our hands open, our lives ever embracing and ever embraced by your love. Amen. And I invite you to join together and sing our closing hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. Benediction and choral amen, we usually have a seat and just listen to the postlude, although, as always, if ever you're in a real rush to get going someplace, you are also welcome to leave. We don't keep you here by force. And so, this Thanksgiving, may you go in peace and be witnesses to hope. May God bless us with the strength to seek justice. May God bless us with the wisdom to care for the earth. May God bless us with love to bring new life. Amen.
Yes, love.